Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
let's build a fire.
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
At Westminster Christian Academy, students receive more than an education. They receive an opportunity, a chance to discover how their faith applies in the classroom, on the field, and in every other area of life. Join us for an open house Thursday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. and learn more about the power of a Christian education. Hear from our head of school, get to know our teachers, and tour our campus. Students are welcome. RSVP today by visiting wcastl.org.
Super sweet corn.
Sheesh.
Sweet corn.
So if you stand up, we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Oh, there we are. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I don't need to be back there for, I guess, about four and a half more months. I go twice a year, and I look forward to it. You say, that's unheard of. Who looks forward to going to the dentist? Well, you will. If you go to Ballast Dental Care, and if you hate the thought of it, then you're going somewhere else. Knock that off. You're aiming the PM. We have the solution for you, just as we do with everything else. Let's do this first.
Hey!
Called a round of introductions. It won't take long. At the control board is Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And with costs going up, it would be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you with that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Beaming from ear to ear, back after a wonderful weekend. And we didn't even get all the details.
An all-free weekend.
Yeah. And, wow, you can just tell he would love to have that day repeated. Those days don't come along very often.
No, they don't.
He is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his tired trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And Rat Boy is trying to get a new saying going. You know, somebody had to be the first to say whatever,
right,
and it caught on. Somebody had the first to say, be the first one to say, duh, and it caught on. You heard the expression, oh, go pound sand. You ever
yes.
heard that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. He's trying to, what's your new one? Pound what?
Cheese.
Go pound cheese.
Go pound cheese.
He's trying to get people to, for that to catch on.
Hmm. Good luck with that.
If somebody says something, you know, interesting, you say, I'll go pound cheese. Yeah, good luck with that, boy. I don't think that's going to go anywhere.
No.
Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Sit down. Come on. Sit down. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. 42 years. And what do you get? It's 42 years I've been going to Ballast Dental Care. And I don't know what else to tell you, folks. I know that some of you who haven't pull the trigger yet, as they say, and made the call, made the appointment, I know who you are. I know you're the ones that are embarrassed, and you're going, I can't even bring myself to go in and let somebody see this disaster of a mouth. I haven't been to a dentist in 10 years. You think you'll be the first person? You think yours will be the worst case? The answer is no, it won't be. They're not there to make you feel bad. They're there to make you feel good. You should feel good about the fact that you finally made the appointment to go to the dentist. If you go there and it wasn't the best dental experience you ever had, you email me and you let me know, okay, because you'll be the first. It'll be the first email like that I've ever received. It's a fantastic dental clinic. They know what they're doing. They're very professional. But you know what? There are two kinds of professionals when it comes to medical type stuff. The stuffy, cold, impersonal professionals. And they can be very bright and very good at what they do, but they have zero personality. I don't want to go there. And then you have somebody equally well-trained, equipment, state-of-the-art, yet they have a personality. They're real people, and you're comfortable with them. They don't make you feel like you're beneath them when you actually are beneath them. You're down in the chair and they're over you. They're beneath them. But I don't know how to explain it to you. So let's just say this. Make the appointment. Call Ballast Dental Care. The website's easy. BallastDentalCare.com. That's it. Phone number's there. Make the appointment. They'll get you in. They'll see you. Tell them your AM and the PM. That's very, very important. Because here's what I've told them to do. I said, anybody that comes in here who's not AM the PM, who's a new patient, stick them when you give them a shot and make it hurt.
Oh.
Now, they won't do it. I've tried to get them to
right.
do it. I said, why don't you hurt the patients who aren't, and they won't do it. But I'll tell you what, if you're AM the PM, they give everybody terrific, terrific treatment. I think you might get something a little extra. Just a little extra because you're AM and the PM. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I don't care if you're listening and you live in Centralia, Illinois. Make the appointments twice a year, for goodness sakes. Good excuse to come into town. BallastDentalCare.com. We have four rooms available for our trip to Jamaica. Now, this weather, this is the worst kind of weather I could have to be talking about this because it tricks you. Here we are, middle of October. Second half of October, and you're going, my goodness, it's like 80 degrees tomorrow.
I don't know. Just go outside at like 7 in the morning,
yeah.
and you'll
yeah.
get a little dose of what's to come.
It was a little blustery. Yeah. Yeah.
And then whatever the temperature is at 6 in the morning, that chill will take about a fifth of that temperature, and that's what you'll be looking at. You know, if it's 40, how about 4? How about a tenth of that?
Yeesh.
It is going to be freezing cold in January, and I'm hoping it's so miserable January 16th you can hardly stand it, because that's when we're leaving. January 16th is Saturday. We come back the following Saturday. I'll tell you exactly what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $2,359 per person, double occupancy. You are going to have a fantastic time. We're going to Jamaica. We're staying at the Riu Palace Tropical Bay. in the grill. We've never been. This is our fifth trip to Jamaica. We've never been in the grill. And they say it. This is the boom. This is the best.
It is because we took Jamaica. Last time we went to Jamaica, we took a day trip in a grill.
Oh man!
And all you thought was, I wish we were here.
Just outstanding,
pristine.
Yeah, and you can see the sunset on that side of the island.
Yes.
Too.
This is it. This is going to be the best Jamaica trip we ever took. With four rooms, take them. Go with us. Julie will take care of you. It's on our Facebook page.
At the very top.
It's still at the top?
Yes.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. There you go. It's all there. Call Julie. Book it, Dano, and go with us. You'll see why two-thirds of the people on our trip have been on 5, 6, 7, 10 trips with us. They repeat because the trips are so fantastic. And that price is everything. That's it. You want to take a little tip money, a few bucks? Good for you. But that's everything. That's everything. No surprises. What is it again? $2,359 per person. We leave on the 16th. That's a Saturday. We come back the 23rd. The rest of this town is going to be miserable and freezing to death. We won't be. And you're going to have a great time. And by the way, there's no agenda. There's no schedule. You're on your own. We get together twice as a group in the evening. Swap stories, meet each other. You do what you want. You don't do anything if you don't want to. You can read books, lie around, or you can knock yourself out and do every kind of zip lining, whatever. Your pace, you pick it. What else is going on? You know, today I'm thinking about Halloween coming up. You know, I think I've never worn a Halloween costume in my life.
Really?
Never.
Really?
I when I was a kid, I have no memory of trick-or-treating ever. I know I did, but all I did was I wore those cheap masks with that rubber band staple.
Oh, yes.
Those
did, yeah.
Horrible plastic.
Like the Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Mask.
And it had a staple, and it always broke.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was my whole costume. And the hick, hillbilly, poor little Tennessee town. That was called the costume. A 25-cent mask. I've never been to a Halloween party, costume party. I wouldn't go to one. I would never do that.
My brother used to hand-make costumes.
Yeah, see, he's one of those people.
Yeah, and then he would go get into contests at different bars around, and then he would end up winning.
Yeah, I think that'd be great to be like that.
Yeah, he won like $1,000, $2,000, and just that.
But I'd only want to wear a costume if it was the absolute best costume of anybody's there. I'd want to be the guy to go, my goodness, look at that costume.
Sometimes clever ones work, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be
great, it's just creative.
Yes.
Like you have your wife go as a brick and then you go as a bricklayer. I don't know what that means.
Nobody does.
No. Yeah. Our band is playing for the first time on Halloween night, and we're playing, and it's a Saturday night too, so it'll be, and we're all dressing up as dead rock stars.
Ooh, like Michael Jackson or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're actual real stars that are dead?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Back to life, one night only.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But you remember trick-or-treating as a kid? I have no memory of it.
Oh, I do.
I don't. That's pretty sad.
We used to go out and fill up a pillowcase, come back and dump it, and go back out.
Oh, and act like you hadn't got anything. Oh, this is a poor little kid that had anything in his bag.
Well, we couldn't keep carrying the case. It was getting heavy.
Good luck to Bill McClellan. Bill McClellan is the... is a newspaper reporter with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He has bile duct cancer. I don't know Bill McClellan, but I got to tell you something. I enjoyed reading him until they made it a pay-per-read crap, and now I'm not paying for it. But I like Bill McClellan. I think he's the real deal. He's a real newspaper man. So good luck, Bill. I don't know you. Never met you, I don't think. My goodness.
What the heck is bile duct?
You know what? I don't know. I don't even know. I remember in school a bile duct, but I don't know what it did.
Yeah.
And I read there was an article that I could read today. It wasn't, you got to pay for it. And it was really well done. He kind of joked about he didn't even know what the bile duct was, so now he has to learn what it is so he knows what kind of cancer he's got. But it's an inoperable tumor. They're going to have to go in and zap it with some. So good luck. Good luck, Bill. Hello to Lisa, Dr. Gaurav Shah's office. I was there this morning. I have two ophthalmologists now. I've had 16 in my life, and the retinal guy is a Shaw. He's unbelievable, and Lisa is a hardcore listener in that office. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. This is going to sound, I guess, bad because of what he went through, but I don't think Tracy Morgan is funny. I never thought he was funny. He was on Saturday Night Live as the host. He was in that horrible accident. Forget the accident. I don't think he's funny, and I don't think Larry David's funny. I think Larry David thinks he's funny. I think Larry is his biggest fan. I know he's clever, and I know Seinfeld writing is genius, but as a performer, I never quite got the Larry David thing.
No, it's kind of deadpanned a little bit or something.
But it's like
that,
he is the one who thinks he's really, really clever.
Yeah.
And Tracy Morgan is not funny.
Yeah, see, I can't agree with you there. Curb Your Enthusiasm, to me, is...
And a lot of people feel that way. It's a great, great series. And I just, maybe I didn't give it enough time because I only watched it a couple of times. That's probably it. If I watched it more, I'd appreciate it. I'm watching the news this weekend, and there's a story about a car stolen in Floresdale Hills. And they showed the Floresdale Hills Police Department police car. I have been here 50 years. I have never heard of Floresdale Hills. Have you heard of it?
No. Where the heck is it?
Yeah, pull it up. I don't know where it is. Floresdale Hills. They made it look like it was somewhere right around here.
Floresdale Hills.
I'll bet you most people don't know that there's a Beverly Hills, Missouri, and it's right
next
here
to Jennings. So it's a very small.
Oh, okay, but like, but here it's next to Jennings. It's right here in St. Louis.
It's like a four-block square. That's
why
Floresdale
do they
Hills
have their own police department? That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
There's a place in South County, St. George. And they're like a four-block area, and they would pull people over for going 1 mile over the speed limit.
Well, they had to catch you quick because you get beyond four blocks.
Yeah.
They're out of their own.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that brings me to this question. Can the Missouri State Highway Patrol stop you if you're going down the street in Webster Groves? I think they can.
I think they can, too.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Is there a point where the up? You better stay on the highway, trooper. I think they can get you anywhere.
Yeah, because, I guess, Lindbergh would be considered a highway.
Okay, if a Floresdale Hills policeman in a Floresdale Hills police car sees you speeding down Lindbergh outside of the four-block Floresdale Hills, can he give you a ticket?
I don't think so. I think they have to
So you know what you do just for fun is blow right by him and go, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you see a St. Louis County police car and you're in Franklin County... Yeah. But I think Missouri, they got you. They can get you anywhere, I believe. Gas this past weekend?
Holy cow.
The lowest in the St. Louis area. $1.59.
I saw, and that's with a car wash, I think.
Okay, maybe.
But somebody put something on Facebook and said $1.78. And what the heck happened?
It's fantastic. It's great. Now, there's a story. This took place Sunday evening, last night, in Vidor, Texas. This is about 80 miles northeast of Houston. 5-year-old boy mauled to death by two dogs. Check this out. This woman takes her 5-year-old son to a friend's house. They're at the friend's house. The boy's playing outside. She thinks her friend's husband is out there with him, but he's not. And when she found out her friend's husband wasn't out there, she runs outside, and there she finds her son chewed up by these two dogs. They get them to the hospital, and he dies. What I thought was interesting, and they put both the dogs away, nowhere in the article... What's the first thing, other than the age of the boy and the circumstances, what's the first thing you'd like to know?
They always put the breed in the story.
Yeah, this story. Mm-hmm. I went to 7 stories. I checked the local papers. I went to the TV site. Nowhere. I think this is odd. Do they tell you what kind of dogs they were? Now, don't you assume they're pit bulls? I do. I just assume they're pit bulls.
Yeah.
Two dogs attack this boy, but... Isn't it weird? They almost always say right away what the dog. I cannot find what kind of dogs these were.
Wow!
And I thought that was just odd.
Are a Rottweiler? Aren't Rottweilers kind of mean too?
No, you know what? My money's on pit bull. Yeah. It just seems like every time something like this happens, it's those pit bulls. Of course, people have pit bulls now. They get all mad.
Oh yeah,
he's the sweetest thing in the world. Okay, go back and read all the stories. See how many of them are pit bulls that tear into people. All right, this I don't understand. U.S. Airways has been taken over by American. So I'm reading this article about how they're now in the process of repainting the planes. And, you know, by the end of 2016, you're not going to see any U.S. Air. It's all going to say American. And they interview one of the passengers, and he talks about how sad he's going to be. Who in the world cares that much about what the name of an airline is that you're saddened This guy must fly every day or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he married to the U.S. Airways? He loves them or something.
I just didn't understand that. It will be a sad thing. I have great memories of U.S. Air. Are you kidding me? Find something else to be sad about. Holy cow. I have an interesting number for you. This is somebody who has gone to a lot of work to figure out how many people have died in the world since, let me get the date, 50,000 B.C. So, from 50,000 years before the birth of Christ, according to this person who did all this work, 100, hang on, I got to get this right, 100,825,272,791 people. Down to the exact one
How
number.
How in the world?
I don't know. But say just round it off to 100.8 billion people. And I guess that their whole point is, what would the demographics be? Let's say everybody goes to heaven.
Yeah, somebody asked this columnist. I saw the story. What would the demographics of, if everybody went to heaven, what would be the breakdown of...
Of what are they trying to prove? The average age of people in heaven, if everybody went to heaven? And that heaven has to be a huge, 100 billion people.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of people. And here's what I always wonder. I don't know how many cemeteries there are. I've said this before. For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, we have been burying people in metal underground. How do we not run out of underground space already?
How does that work? It's weird because I went to a cemetery yesterday, and there are two other cemeteries right around it, and one across the street that's huge, massive.
But that's... A tiny
where I live. I have like seven cemeteries around me. It just happens to be that neighborhood.
It's really just wasted ground, sort of, isn't it? I mean,
I don't know.
Of course, you got to be careful because a lot of people, it's a big deal, the cemetery thing. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An older couple in their upper 80s. They go to church every Sunday. They're sitting in church and she leans over to him and points to a notepad she's pulled out of her purse, and she has written down, "I just cut one, and it's deadly. A real stink bomb. Totally silent." Now, they're in church. And so he takes the notepad, and he writes... Silent? She says, she takes the pad and goes, "Yes, but deadly." He takes the pad and he writes, "Wow, silent, huh?" She says, "Totally." Then he writes, "You know what you should do?" She writes, "Fan it?" He says, "No, you should change the batteries in your hearing aids."
Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic and that poor pilot up there, because Tim's been known to let off some SBDs.
Oh, boy.
My gosh. You weren't supposed to say anything, guys.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize this was on.
You were supposed to be thinking it was somebody else on.
It was the people behind me.
Oh, man.
Hey, they were still working with this vehicle fire on southbound 55 at 7th Street. Traffic coming in on eastbound 70 through the depressed section of 55 is jammed up right now from Grand down through 7th Street. The two right lanes were blocked. Now, they've cleared the accident at Ballas and at Lindbergh. Westbound 40 drivers are slowing from the Science Center through McCausland, Ballas out through 141. And it's pretty heavy between Highway K and Winghaven. At Winghaven, there's an accident or some kind of incident eastbound, but the westbound driver's slowing down to take a look. Now, we have westbound 44 drivers hitting the brakes right about Southwest Avenue through the Murdoch overpass with that road construction. They've cleared the accident on Lindbergh, south of Watson. Southbound 270, stop and go in pockets between Olive down through Manchester, opens up just a little bit south of Manchester. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Do you have at least 5 years of experience in installing gutters? I know that's not a question you get asked often. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation, and we're in need of experienced gutter installers. Aladdin Insulation is a company with a 65-year-old track record. We offer competitive pay and benefits along with year-round work. Aladdin Insulation installs gutters for residential customers and light commercial buildings. We require a drug, MVR, and background checks. A company vehicle will be provided along with necessary machinery. If you want to find out what Aladdin can offer you in the way of quality employment, call me, Steve Mace at Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or visit our website at trueteam.com. That's TRU team.com. Aladdin Insulation is an equal opportunity employer. 636-947-8000, Aladdin Insulation.
Okay, so I just got off the phone with Stuart Rosenblum at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp, and he gave me good news that he got from the Federal Reserve. You may have heard they're not going to raise the interest rate, at least for the moment, which means right now is the time to do your refi. Give Stuart Rosenblum a call right now at 314-324-4440, and the Bega loan is still in place, which means zero cost to you. No closing costs, no anything. A few minutes on the phone to get the answers and start saving right away. Whether that means your monthly payment gets lowered, or the term of the loan gets lowered, or you get some cash out to spend on something else. But do it now, because you don't know when the Fed is going to change their mind. The Bega loan is on the table. Take advantage of it. Call Stuart, who has spent over 25 years in this business and knows it better than anyone. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load-tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Increase the value of your home with custom closets from locally owned and locally operated St. Louis Closet Company. You can organize for less than you think. They offer free in-home estimates, so give them a call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your consultation. With a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company, you truly will have a place for everything. Whether it's a master closet, a kid's closet, pantry, home office, entertainment center, laundry room, playroom, even a Murphy bed, ahead. St. Louis Closet Company will get your entire home organized for less. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home, and St. Louis Closet Company will work with your budget to create a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Recently, I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and take this wasted space and turn it into a valuable closet. You need closet space. You need value in your home. You need St. Louis Closet Company.
When you shop, driving to one store, then another store, then another store is a hassle. That's why they invented shopping centers. All the stores in one place. It's that way with insurance at locally owned Weiss Insurance. Why have one insurance company for your home, another for your health, another for your business, and so forth? Weiss Insurance is your insurance shopping center, so you won't waste time calling 20 different insurance companies. Weiss Insurance does the shopping for you. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Call 636-787-7777. Online at Weiss. Spelled Weiss-INS.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550. KTRS.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number
3030. Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. That was actually a pretty big hit. I don't know where it fell on the charts. But today, when you hear it, it means it's time for Mike Evans. And he's probably cracked open a bottle of wine or two. He's in Southern California. He's got the Hollywood Scoopage. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. If you've never been there, you're just going to have to go. Now, it's not the least expensive restaurant in town. It's not the most expensive restaurant in town, but it's worth every single dollar. And you go once, you'll go back. Gift cards, especially this time of year, they sell a boatload of them. Because there's nobody who doesn't love getting a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Say hello to Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it to him.
Say hello to Mike Evans.
How you doing?
Four star.
Watch Saturday Night Live. I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Larry David as a performer, but
he sure was funny as...
He nailed that Bernie Sanders.
Sanders is an idiot.
Here's the deal. Joe Biden, who I believe from what's leaking, will be announcing he'll run, is about the same age as Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders looks like he's 15 years older than Joe Biden.
He does.
And they're within a year of each other.
I guess I heard somebody says they expect Bernie Sanders to say, start screaming at people to get off his lawn.
No,
get off my lawn!
He looks like he'd be that guy.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting to me? If you're 65, the airlines, it's mandatory. You can't fly anymore. They think you're too old. Yet if you're 70-something, you can run the whole country.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. What's going on?
Popular question, name the name of the Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket! Who drinks 8 ounces pure apple vinegar every day? Heidi Klum.
Ooh, 8 ounces of apple vinegar.
Oh.
Sandra Bullock.
Buttocks.
Jennifer Aniston.
That was Aniston.
Jennifer Garner.
Wow.
Three headlines in Sunday's New York Post, all about the Kardashians. Three headline screen. Number one, how Kardashians destroy people. Open up the paper. Second headline, making a killing on men they cast aside. And number three headline was, they will ruin anybody for ratings. And by the way, for the record, before the Kardashians would fly to Las Vegas to see Lamar Odom in intensive care as he was clinging to life, they waited for the film crew to get to the airport so they could take them with them and make sure they could shoot it for their TV
show. Oh, yeah. Of course they did.
Well, what good is a tragedy unless you have it on film?
That's right.
Just wonderful, wonderful. Really? Just make no mistake about it. These Kardashians are really just plain trash.
Well, I tell you what, if that Lamar Odom hadn't made it, I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so concerned about him.
Love Nugget scoops that thousands of hours of secret videos were shot at the Playboy Mansion over the decades, and there could be a tape of Bill Cosby's bad behavior. Gloria Allred, Dirty Texas are going through those tapes.
Wait a second. Bad behavior at the Playboy Mansion?
What? Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be some tapes of yours truly, too.
That's right. You were there.
You bet.
Mike Evans was in the Playboy Mansion.
Wow.
I was in a Playboy Mansion. Don't believe the sheep dip that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have something going on. That's a bunch of sheep dip. That's not true. On the other hand, new happiest Hollywood couple is Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
I'm so happy for you.
Beautiful, Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities with tickets to cheer on the New York Mets at the Citi Field last night. Adam Sandler, Bill O'Reilly, Robert De Niro, Jerry Seinfeld, Ben Stiller, Kevin James, Jason Alexander.
What's the matter with these Cubs? They're not going to make it. They don't even belong in the playoffs. That's Jerry Seinfeld. It's a game.
That's not Jerry Seinfeld.
Cubs shouldn't even be here.
Celebrities with tickets to cheer on the Chicago Cubs when they get over to Wrigley. Bill Murray, Vince Vaughn, William Peterson, Gary Sinise, Jim Belushi. Oh, don't do that. That's just so
you
bad.
Have to. Sinise, you have to do it.
No.
It's mandatory.
And there's a loud rumor that Chicago native Hillary Clinton may show up for a game at Wrigley Field. You don't think she'd do that just to get publicity, do you?
No.
No. Hard to believe. News item over the weekend, Josh H.W. Bush.
What?
And sons, Josh W. Bush. And Jeb Bush. They all met over the weekend to discuss a plan of attack to attack and counter Trump's attack.
They all met and had the same exact voice, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, they're all related.
Hey, Dad, what do you think? I don't know.
What the hell was that?
That sounded like one of the Munchkins.
I know.
Like the mayor of Munchkin City. We don't know. We don't know.
That was Uncle Fester.
I have no idea.
We don't know what that was.
Dayton history, October 19, 1987, the stock market had the biggest one-day drop, 508 points. I never understood this next one, but on October 19, 1752, Benjamin Franklin flies a kite and proves that there's electricity and lightning. I mean, so he flies a kite,
no, that,
ties
you know
the key to it, and it sets fire to the kite, and it burns down the string, and the key falls on the ground. And
I think that whole thing is nonsense.
What the hell is that? So what?
I think it's complete nonsense. It's one of those urban legend things. And yeah, I'm with you. You fly a paper kite, really, and lightning strikes it, and it travels down, a string?
Yeah, I don't get that.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
I'm glad that you're with me on this, Franco.
Yeah, I think
I thought maybe it's because it was a high school dropout I didn't understand.
No, it's bunk. Called bunk.
It's a bunch of hooey. Yeah.
You know, Frank O'Pinion is right. This has surpassed bogus all the way to bunkdom.
Mm-hmm.
And finally.
Oh.
Name the name of the hot pocket. who drinks 8 ounces pure apple cider every day.
Well, you said apple vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar.
Okay,
no,
does it taste...
apple vinegar.
I've tasted it before. It doesn't taste like apple juice at all.
No.
Okay,
no.
So it tastes like vinegar.
Yes.
How do you even choke down 8 ounces?
I don't know, because I tried it as a remedy for something one time, and it's atrocious to try to
I couldn't
drink.
Take a spoonful of vinegar. I couldn't
Heidi
do it.
Heidi Klum, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Aniston, Sandra Bullock.
Could be all of those.
It's a tough one.
I know.
It's a tough one. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm going to say, I'll say Garner.
I'm going to say Aniston.
I'm going to say Klum.
The answer is Heidi Klum.
Yeah!
Hey, Mike, get a out of my thing.
Now, I can't do this now that he's gone. I can't. He always says Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah.
It's not Gardner. It's Garner.
Yeah.
You can't tell him.
No.
You'll throw a fit. He'll get mad.
That's it. He does another one, too. I can't think of it now.
Well, pick one. There's several of them. Jennifer Gardner. You folks can do it. He won't get mad at you. Email him. Evansradio@AOL.com.
Yeah, that's
say, hey, it's not Gardner. It's Garner. Just do that. Do it just like that. Go, hey, Mike, it's not Gardner. It's Garner. It'll make him really mad. Don't you tell him we told you.
No. Don't do that. We're afraid
We'll deny
him.
It. Well, tonight, Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. In the Smokehouse Market, they are next-door neighbors, right next to each other, in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. On the east end of everything. And now, a word from Peon sponsor, Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. If you are changing jobs, we might be changing jobs. You never know in this business. I have no contract. I repeat that for FM stations listening. I have no contract. If you're changing jobs or you're retiring, you have a 401k, you have a retirement account, I would really like it if you would consider meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They have 28 years experience with Stifel Nicolaus, a good, strong, solid practice. They are financial advisors. You say, I have an advisor. Okay, so what? So what? You ever have a situation where all you knew is just what you knew. That's all you knew. And then somebody else comes along and says, hey, but how about this? And you go, oh, wait a minute, I know about that. You never know. Can't hurt to get a second opinion. And we think maybe that second opinion, you might want it to be Mark and Jason. Meeting is complimentary. You set it up, and you do it by going to their website and contacting them. The website, again, Stifel is a member, SIPC and NYSC. That's one of those things we have to tell you, and it's important. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, Dan. Well, things are, you're pretty jacked up on eastbound Highway 70 from O'Fallon Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. But southbound 55, it's really getting moving now. Now, if you're on westbound Highway 44, you're going to hit the brakes midway between Kings Highway and Hampton. That goes out through the Murdoch Overpass where you're down to those three narrow lanes in the right. On westbound 40, things are still running slow from the Science Center through McCausland, from Ballas out through 141. Eastbound 40 is just heavy now, Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, a little bit slow between the Blanchette Bridge out through Highway 94. And on southbound 270, some off-the-pace pockets from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Then stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We will be right back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they say. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. live in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It's an appalling to even think that someone would do something like that.
Six churches burned in less than 10 days. Tonight, the call for help and the new reward for answers.
An exotic chameleon vanishes from what was a locked cage here at a pet store. Why the owner is looking for your help.
More than 2 weeks of class time missed. Now the East St. Louis community is calling on teachers in the school district to resolve their differences and get back to class. What they're planning to do if it doesn't happen soon.
First on Fox, sacred houses of worship are being targeted by arsonists.
Six churches have been set on fire so far. Right now, the ATF and Crime Stoppers is offering a $2,000 reward leading to an arrest.